你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
All money shall be joy to the Lord all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
弟兄姐妹朋友们下午好。Good afternoon everybody. Let's stand. Worship our God.亲爱的天父，众弟兄姐妹来到你的殿中来敬拜你，歌颂你，愿一切的荣耀都归于你，愿我们的赞美能达到你的宝座前，承蒙你的悦纳。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to your throne. May all the glory be yours. May our worship reach your throne in these that divide you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 大家请坐。Please have a seat.
我最的心情，除我
Amazing Grace， 奇异恩典。
下面我们一起来念主导文，这是我们Sunday service 增加的一个新的项目。Today we're going to read the Lord's Prayer first。主导文，起，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，赐我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。Next is our scripture reading. Today's scripture is Luke chapter 22, verses 14 to 20. 今天我们的阅读的经文是《路加福音》22章14到20节。Let's read them together in Chinese English. 路加福音起，时间到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐， 耶稣对他们说，我很愿意在受害先和你们吃这逾越节的筵席，我告诉你们，我不再吃这筵席直到成就在神的国里。耶稣接过杯来祝谢了，说，你们拿这个大家分着喝，我告诉你们，从今以后我不再喝这葡萄汁直到神的国来到。又拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开递给他们说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。下面请陈长老为我们做祷告。
Let's have a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that we come before you and into your presence. And today is the first Sunday of this year. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. We ask you that when we sing the song, that we open our mouth, and from our heart we give all the glory to you. And when we listen to the message, we open our ear to listen to your voice. So we pray that give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know you better. And through your servant message, give us enlighten ourselves, our soul. God, we give all the thanks to you that on the past year you provide us abundantly, and this new year we commit ourselves, our family, and also our church into your hand, that we know you're the head of the church. Lead us in the right direction. Teach us to know you better and encourage us to love you more, so that our church here will be a good testimony in our community. And today we give all the honor to you, because through Jesus Christ we can come into the Holy of Holies with confidence, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and you never fail, and your love endures forever and ever. And also we pray for those who have physical weakness or any trouble in their life, so that you may have mercy on them and give them peace and also strength when they encounter all these difficulties. And we also ask you guide our church, and we've been looking for a place to have a Sunday morning service. We know you are the Lord. You will open the way. You will give us the chance, the right place, so that when we make decision, when we look for this new place, we know this is your mercy on us. 爱我们的天父，我们的主，我们感谢你，因为今天是今年的第一个主日。我们应当欢喜快乐来到主的面前。当我们唱诗的时候，让我们可以张开我们的口，从心里面来颂赞你。当我们聆听你的话语的时候，我们可以打开我们的耳朵来听你要向我们所启示的真理。求你赐给我们启示和智慧的灵，让我们真知道你，不是凭着我们自己的智慧，乃是凭着你的话语和圣灵的帮助，借着你的仆人的传讲，有圣灵的感动，我们都可以得到造就。我们也求主为我们开路，在今年我们会在寻找新的地方时，我们可以在主日的早上，我们可以来一起敬拜。我们知道主你是我们的元首，当你为我们预备的时候，我们知道是你向我们施恩怜悯，为我们成全我们的祷告，让我们的祷告也是蒙你自己的悦纳。 我们也为身体软弱的我们来祷告，或是心灵软弱的，我们都一样把他们仰望在主的恩手。我们知道主你是大能的，必怜悯医治他们，也求主垂听我们的祷告，使今天的一切都有主你丰满的同在。献上我们的感谢是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。We're so glad today is the first day, the first Sunday of this year, and we have Pastor Jim Price, to preach to us. So we invite him to preach, and also Michael Lee will be the interpreter.
Agree that I'm a little envious of those of you that are bilingual in Chinese and English.
我不得不承认，我对你们教会有些可以讲双语的英文和中文的有点嫉妒。
Most of you begin with the hardest language on earth.
你们各位是从开始学语言是世界上最难学的一种语言开始。
And then you have to learn English too.
然后我们也开始学，你们开始学英文。
So I want to thank all of those who have provided interpretation for me, Opal and others, and Michael, now you. Thank you.
You're welcome. 希望感谢就是在过去一直为他做翻译的主公。
Peggy and I just returned from China on December 18th.
我的夫人跟我刚刚在12月18号从中国回来。
We had a wonderful time in China.
我们在中国度过了很美好的时间。
And I'm not just talking about the food.
我并不只是在说我们所说的吃的美食。
We started in Guangzhou.
我们开始从广州第一站。
One of our teachers at a university there.
我们有很多的老师在他们那边的大学里面教书。
And then one day, some of our former student disciples of Jesus came from Shenzhen to spend the day with us in Guangzhou.
那有一天，我们从前曾经是我们的学生，但已经现在是主的门徒。他从深圳来到广州，来跟他们待了一整天时间。
Then we flew to Kunming to visit a teacher.
然后我们飞到昆明。
And we stayed in an apartment that was very cold.
我们所待的当时的宿舍是非常非常的冷。
And Peggy started to get sick.
我的夫人Peggy 有点感冒。
We got to the airport early. The driver picked us up at 5 a.m.
我们当时到机场是提前找到了一些，他们司机是五点钟到那里接我们。
At 6 a.m. I was putting Peggy's bag on the weighing belt.
当时是六点钟，我把我夫人的包放在汽车里面，放那个放查称重量的那个盘子上面，那个盘带上面。
And the agent there looked at our ticket and then looked at Peggy's passport.
当时他们在检查他的那个机票和他的护照。
And the ticket did not match the passport.
但他们机票上跟护照上并不符合。
Our last name is Price.
他的姓氏叫 Price.
The ticket said Prices.
他的那个机票上的名字写错了，写成了 Prices.
So the agent said.
当时说就好像给他为难。
So it makes it hard when you don't know Mandarin.
所以你不知道中文怎么讲，就觉得生活比较困难。
So we went to two different windows, and finally Peggy got on the phone with a Chinese woman who could speak very good English.
那他们到了另外的两个窗口，然后找到一个，最后在一个窗口，那个服务员可以讲中文，讲很好的流利的中文。
And she helped us solve the problem.
英文，对不起，英文。
So we went back, checked in our baggage, got our tickets, and kind of ran to the gate because we thought we might be late.
但是我们觉得时间很紧张，我们就把通过了以后，把我们的机票、把我们的行李一块拿着以后，一起奔向那个门登机场。
And the sign said, "Flight delayed."
那当时就看到一个标志说那个航班被耽误延误了。
Not 30 minutes, but 6 hours.
并不是30分钟的晚点，而是要6个小时的晚点。
So all of our friends were waiting for us in Shanghai for a dinner, and we had to postpone the dinner till the next night.
那我们当时已经约好，有很多的朋友会跟我们在上海相聚，然后吃晚餐。那我们这个晚餐也不得不取消，被取消。
And then it was a bullet train to Tai'an in Shandong province.
那我们是去西安，到西安是用快车坐的。
And I have something special to share about our teacher there, one teacher only.
那我现在要分享我们在那里的某一个特殊的一个老师。
He is teaching English at Taishan Medical University.
他是在泰山医学院教英文。
He is an African American from Virginia.
他是从Virginia 去的非洲美国人，非裔美国人。
And we started his documentation progress back in June.
那我们当时是六月份开始处理他的一些需要的交出的一些材料。
FBI criminal report.
那在 FBI 里查他的犯罪的记录。
Education degree diploma certificates.
所以他有所谓的关于他的受的教育的一些证书。
One problem after another.
那我们碰到了一系列的问题。
Finally, Gregory arrives in Tai'an 6 weeks after classes started.
那最后这个童工在那个课程开始六个礼拜以后，才到达泰安这个地方来教书。
By faith，
通过信仰
，He believed that God wanted him in China， so he didn't give up。
他认为他相信神需要他在中国工作，所以他没放弃。
And now it's the end of the semester.
但是这个学期已经结束。
And he writes to me, Dr. Price。
他跟我写信说，Dr. Price。
This is one of the best。Things I've ever done in my entire life.
他说跟他说这是在我一生中最美好的一段时间。
His Chinese students have embraced him.
他的中国学生非常来欢迎他。
They've taken him out to great Chinese food.
他们带他去吃中国美好的食物。
Even one student is going to accompany him to Shanghai for another trip.
那甚至其中有一位学生陪他到上海做了旅游。
It's a beautiful testimony of what God can do if we persevere by faith.
当我们在信仰中坚持的时候，这是神给我们在我们在神的生命中在我们生命中给神做美好的见证。
And then it was a bullet train to Beijing.
那我们现在下面是坐快车到北京。
You young people.
年轻人，在座的年轻人。
220 miles an hour.
每一小时这个快车是每一小时是250。
Formula One. That was a fast trip. Okay, Beijing. We met teachers from Beida, Renda.
我们在那里碰到北大和人大的老师
，teachers in Tianjin，
天津来的老师
，lots of visit with friends and former students， many who have become followers of Jesus。
同样，我们也跟许多以前的学生，他们也成为我们的朋友，也是后来成为耶稣的门徒，为这些人相聚的时间。
Fortunately, Peggy was only sick for 2 days, and we saw God's healing in her life.
我们很幸运的是，他的太太在中国病了只有两天。
And we came back refreshed with what God is doing in the lives of our teachers, friends, and former students.
我们当我们看到神在中国所成就的，在这些学生、老师中所成就，他们觉得很放心。
Now Peggy and I don't like to rest for very long.
我们但是我们不希望做很长时间的休息。
Because the week after next, on the 15th of January, we fly to Chiang Mai, Thailand.
那这是一月十五号的时候，我们会飞到泰国的清迈这个地方。
All of our teachers will be coming out of China, going to Thailand for our retreat.
我们所有的在中国教书的学生的老师会在清迈这个地方相聚来开一个会。
I will be speaking on growing to spiritual maturity.
那我们他所要讲的一个讲题是在如何在信仰上成熟的一个讲题。
And that is the goal for all of us.
这也是就我们在座的每一个人所希望取得的。
And that's a 10-day trip, and when we come back, we get ready to go back to China in March.
那我们从那里回来会在美国会待十天，十天以后我们会又回到中国去。
Well, Peggy and I, she's teaching Sunday school now. We are always grateful to be here.
我夫人现在，她给现在教小孩主日学，那我们两个人都非常高兴回到大家中间。
Let me pray as we begin.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you for your goodness and grace in our lives.
主，我们感谢你在我们生命中所成就的一些美好的事情。
Thank you for your word that is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
我们也感谢你，赐给我们这样大能的两刃剑的话语。
Speak to us through your word today.
通过你的话语来跟我们讲话。
Just use me and Michael as your instruments.
使用我们作为你的器皿。
And Lord, I want to pray that as we leave here today, we will be changed.
我祷告，当我们离开今天离开这个地方的时候，我们就得到改变。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
感谢主，因为奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Okay, let's see how our PowerPoint is working here. Today's message: embracing that which is new.
今天的信息的题目是拥抱新约。
You're thinking about New Year's resolutions.
我们大家也许在想我们每年都要做的新年的决策。
But I want to talk about today something that's been new for 2,000 years.
那我今天所要给大家分享的是，已经在我们生命中已经有2000多年的新的东西。
And we don't understand what is really new about what I'm going to talk about.
我们对这件事到底是在哪一方面新，我们还不是很清楚。
And Michael and I are going to work on that this morning.
那我们现在一起来跟大家解释到底是怎么样这个新法。
The old covenant begins.
那旧约在开始。
Turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 30, if you would, please.
大家可以翻到生命记三十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 30.
生命记三十章。
And verse 15.
第十五节。
The children of Israel have come out of Egypt.
那神的儿女们从埃及出来。
Moses has received the Ten Commandments.
那摩西已经得到十诫。
The children have wandered in the desert for 40 years.
那神的儿女们也在旷野里面漂流了四十年。
And Joshua is getting ready to lead them into the Promised Land.
那约书亚在做准备，把他们带到神的应许之地。
And God has told Moses that he's not going.
那神告诉摩西说你不能进应许之地。
So Moses gives some instructions and a sermon to the people.
那这个时候摩西在给他的人民讲解他的一些神的教导和律法。
15 and 16, see, I have set before you today life and prosperity, oh, but on the other side, death and adversity.I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, keep his commandments and his statutes and judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God will bless you in the land where you are entering.
第十五节，看啊，我今日将生与福、死与祸陈明在你的面前，吩咐你爱耶和华你的神，遵循他的道，谨守他的诫命、律例、典章，使你们可以存活，人寿增多。耶和华你神就必在你所要进去的那为业之地赐福于你。
But God wants to bless them.
神是要赐福他们他的儿子女。
Verse 17, if your heart turns away from me, and you will not obey, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you will surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess it.
第十七节那里说，倘若你心里偏离，不肯听从，却被勾引去敬拜侍奉别的神，我今日明明告诉你们，你们必要灭亡，在你过约旦河进去为耶的地上，你的日子必不长久。
So here's what Moses is saying. Two ways are open before you. Love and serve the Lord, keep his commandments, or worship other gods and follow them.
那摩西告诉他的子民说，在你们面前摆着两条路，一条路是遵循神的道，遵循他的诫命；另外一条路是离弃神来拜其他的神。
19 and 20, and I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and the curse. So choose life.In order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, holding fast to him. And this is your life and the length of your days that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them.
第十九节，我今日呼天唤地向你作见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得以存活。且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他。这样，你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、以各起誓应许所赐的地上居住。
So here's the essence of the old covenant.
那在这里就讲明旧约的基础到底什么。
That big word obedient.
那就是顺服。
How do we do with obedience today?
我们今天是不是怎么样顺服神呢？
We have the Holy Spirit, but those living in the old covenant did not have the Spirit indwelling them.
我们现在有圣灵内住在我们心里，在那个时候并没有圣灵住在他们心中。
They failed miserably at obedience.
他们表现出对神的完全的不顺服。
And God caused wars and conflicts and internal turmoil to come upon them.
那因为他们的不顺服，神因此用很多的天灾人祸一些战争来惩罚他们。
God spoke to the prophets to tell the people to turn back to their Lord.
神通过他的先知告诉先知说，你百姓要转向归向神。
Sometimes they obeyed, but most of the time they didn't.
有的时候他们会回头顺服，但是有的时候他们也不顺服神。
And that was the problem with the old covenant.
这就是旧约的问题所在。
The old covenant wasn't working.
旧约当时效果并不是很好。
Part of the old covenant wasn't working because when they offered the sacrifices, their sins were just covered. They weren't taken away.
当时旧约献祭的制度是这样子的，就是旧约献祭的制度是他们用祭牲的血来遮盖他们的罪，但是他们的罪并没有被除掉。
So that's why God had something else in mind.
这就是神在心里面有另外一个约的原因。
There was a new covenant that's foretold by Jeremiah. Let's turn to Jeremiah.
那在耶利米书里面也讲到，就关于新约的道的预言。我们来一起翻到耶利米书。
The old covenant based on obedience wasn't working well, and so God promised a new covenant in about 600 BC.
就是因为基于旧约，基于那个顺服那个旧约，当时没有很大的效果。那在耶利米书所预言，在主前1600年左右预言关于新约的预言。
Verse 31, Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord.
耶利米书三十一章三三十一节那里说，耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约，我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约，这是耶和华所说的。
Verse 33, This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I'm going to put my law within them, and I'm going to put it on their heart, and I will write it, and I will be their God, and they will be my people, and they will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, those that are in the new covenant. From the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord, I'm going to forgive their iniquity and their sin, and I will remember it no more.
耶和华说，三三节，耶和华说，那日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心里，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的兄弟说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从小的到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。
God only spoke to Jeremiah about the coming new covenant.
那神只是对耶利米一个先知，提起这样一个新约。
From 1400 BC to 600 BC, 800 years, it was just all the old covenant that the people were living under.
那当时是主前1400到主前600年，这800年期间，他们实际还是在生活在旧约里面。
And they would live under it for another 600 years. But the promise was coming that a new covenant was coming.
他们也将继续在旧约下面生活另外600年。但是有关于这个新约已经预言到。
So let's see what we got next. The new covenant begins, Luke 22:20. We read that scripture. I just want to take one verse of Luke 22:20, please.
让我们一起来翻开路加福音第22章第20节。这里是讲到有关新约的开始。
Luke 22:20, and in the same way, after he took the bread, he took the cup, And after he had eaten, they said, This cup is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood, and Matthew says, for the forgiveness of sins.
20节那里说，饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们所流出来的。这个新约是因为赎罪的缘故所流的，是马太福音所记载的。
This is the formal beginning of the new covenant. It would occur the next day when Jesus shed his blood on the cross.
这里所提到是新约的正式的开始，正式的开始的时间就是在耶稣在十字架上面为我们的罪流出他的宝血的时候，新约就开始了。
It was his blood that provided for the forgiveness of sins and the formal beginning of the new covenant.
耶稣基督的宝血，为我们的罪的缘故所流出，能够赦免我们的罪，这也开始了新约，只是新约的开始。
For about 1500 years, from 1430 to AD 30 to 70, they lived under the old covenant.
那就是说，在差不多有祖先1500年的时间，以色列的子民是生活在旧约里面，一直到主来的时候。
With one promise from Jeremiah and the confirmation from Jesus that the new covenant has now begun.
那就是耶利米先知所的预言，耶稣基督的来到，已开始开启了新约的时代。
What's the basis of the new covenant under which we live?
那我们生活在新约时代的基础是什么呢？
By grace you've been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works or obedience, so that no one can boast.
这个我们新约基础 是主的恩典，我们是这个是白白得来的恩典，我们不需要我们的行为来得以得救。
We are no longer living under obedience to the law, but by the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们现在不是生活在对律法的顺服的下面，而是我们现在主耶稣基督的恩典。
As you read the New Testament, that is so freeing for each of us.
那我们就像我们在读新约的时候，我们所能体会到，我们是对我们是一种一种释放的一种自由的感觉。
Paul writes to Titus, "It's not by works of righteousness that we have done, but it's by His mercy He saves us."
那也是像保罗写信给提多所说的，他我们得救并不是靠我们个人的行为，而是靠主的恩典。
However, there's something else we need to talk about, and that's comes from the writer of the book of Hebrews. So go to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 13.
那我们但是我们还有很重要的一点我们需要提到，这一点就是在希伯来书的作者在八章十三节所提到的。
Now I'd like to do something if you go to Hebrews 8:13 from Hebrews 8:7 through 12. The writer of Hebrews talks about this new covenant that Jeremiah predicted.
那就是新约的作者希伯来书的作者在八章第一节到十二节一直都是在讲这个新约。
Look what the writer says in verse 7. If the first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no need for a second.
第七节那里告诉我们说，那前约却若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。
And then he proceeds to quote what Jeremiah said in chapter 31 that we already looked at.
那我们他就下面就引用，耶利米刚才所说的那一些经文。
In verse 13, our key verse here.Hebrews, writer of Hebrews saying, when God said a new covenant, He has made the first one obsolete. But whatever is becoming obsolete is growing old and ready to disappear.
希伯来书作者在第十三节那里说，既说新约，就以前约为旧了，但那渐旧渐衰的，就必快归无有。
I ought to write a mystery novel, The Case of the Falling Microphone.
他说他要写一个很神秘的侦探小说，关于这个
There we go.
麦克风掉下来的这种小说。
We're going to make this work. So, Hebrews 8:13 is pretty important in the fact that the writer is saying the old covenant is becoming obsolete and it's about ready to disappear.
就是希伯来书第八节到第三十三节告诉我们说，旧约已经开始要过去，新约要来到。
But what about Jesus? What he said in 30 AD before he died, that this is the new covenant in my blood.
那我们再问问耶稣基督在他上十字架时所说的，他说这是拿着杯说这是我的血为你们所立的新约，怎么理解这句话呢？
All the believers
所有的信徒
since Jesus died up to the time of Hebrews writing, when they were saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. They entered the new covenant.
就是当耶稣基督上十字架以后的一些信徒一直到希伯来书成书的时候，他们都是认为他们因为耶稣基督的保险来进入新约。
Michael, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. You can tell?
I can't understand a word you're saying.
You've got to learn Chinese sometimes.
Okay, let's look at this. Jesus predicts the destruction of Jerusalem and the formal end of the Old Covenant.
那耶稣曾经成功的预言就是说耶稣耶路撒冷的毁灭以及旧约的正式的终结。
Get your fingers going backwards again to Luke 21, okay?
我们来到路加福音的第21章。
Luke 21:20. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then recognize that her desolation is at hand. And by the way, if you read Josephus in 70 AD, that's exactly what the Roman army did.
耶稣在那里说，你们看见耶路撒冷兵，耶路撒冷被兵围困，你就可以知道他曾荒唐的日子近了。那时在犹太的应征逃在山上，在城里的应当出来，在乡下的不要进城。这个也就是犹太的史学家 Joseph 他所记载的一个事情。
Verse 21, let that those who in Judea flee to the mountains, those who are in the midst of the city depart. Do not let those who are in the country enter the city.
就是二十一节那里说，那时在犹太的应当逃到山上，在城里的应当出来，在乡下的不要进城。
Jesus is saying, when you see the armies of Rome coming, get out of town. Don't go into the city. Go out.
耶稣在这里告诉他们，警告他们说，当你们看见罗马兵围城的时候，你们要不要再进城，而要逃离城，到乡下去。
And those of you that have gone to Israel know that those early Christians went to Petra.
你们曾经去过耶路撒冷的话，你们知道当初的基督徒他们曾经到这样一个地方，到过一个叫 Petra 的一个地方。
700 years earlier, when the Assyrians surrounded the city, the people came in because Hezekiah and Jeremiah and Isaiah were there praying.
当在700年的时候，就像以赛亚所预言的，当时是他们被叙利亚的大军包围城市。
The nation came into the city walls, and God destroyed the enemy outside.
他们的百姓来到这个地方，然后神毁坏了另外一个地方。
But Jesus says, "Don't come into the city again, because God isn't there. There isn't a faithful priest. There isn't anybody faithful there. Get out."
那这一次不一样，这是耶稣基督警告他们说，神已经不在那里，你们不要再进城，而是要远离耶路撒冷，到乡下去。
Verse 22, because these are days of vengeance, in order that all things which are written may be fulfilled.
因为这是报应的日子，使经上所写的都得应验。
Jesus spoke these words before his crucifixion in AD 30.
耶稣基督是在他上十字架之前，在主后三十年所讲的这一些话。
Later on in his sermons, Jesus would say that this generation would see the fall of Jerusalem.
耶稣基督在以后的传道也提到说，你们这一代人会看到耶路撒冷的塌陷。
And the book of Hebrews, written about 34 years after Jesus said this, is saying, "It's about ready to disappear. Get ready."
那希伯来书成书的时间是在耶稣基督做这样的预言34年以后，说已经要开始遭到毁灭。
This is called sometimes a 40-year period of covenantal transition.
那从这样一段的时间，就主后30年到70年这一段时间，是被称为新旧约的过渡期。
The new covenant began in 30.
新的约是在主后30年开始。
But the old covenant was still hanging around.
当时旧约的一些还没有完全消失。
Let's look at what's going on here. The essential elements of the old covenant were destroyed in AD 70.
那我们再看看，在主后70年被毁坏的一些关于旧约的一些元素。
First of all, there was the temple.
在那个时候还有圣殿存在。
Where the people were to meet with God in the temple.
那神的子民是在圣城里面、圣殿里面来和神相遇。
It was, as some would say, where heaven met.
那个是在天与地所相会的地方。
Behind the veil，
在那个
behind the veil in the temple，
就是圣殿的那个 curtain 在后面。
Yeah, behind the veil, okay? And the other essential part was the priesthood. Oh, and then there were the sacrifices. You see, all of those kept going from 30 AD all the way up through 70. The new covenant really began with Jesus' words, but you got all this old covenant stuff hanging on.
耶稣基督新约的开始就是耶稣基督上十字架，但是当时以后还有一段时间有旧约的一些元素在存在。
70 AD,
right,
destroyed it all.
之后70年, 所有的一切都被遭到毁坏。
Let's look at some essential elements of the new covenant. Friends, now that the old covenant temple is destroyed, we have a new covenant temple. You are the temple of God, Paul says. It is the place where God dwells. He dwells in the church. No, we don't need a physical temple. No church in America or anywhere in the world really needs a church building. The church is where God dwells, and He dwells within His people. Oh, guess what? You are also the priesthood. You and I are the new covenant priesthood. We pray for people, we bless people, we bring people before God. Peter calls you and me a royal, he calls the church a royal priesthood.
彼得称我们基督徒是尊贵的祭司。
Then there are the sacrifices.
剩下的就是祭物。
You and I can offer sacrifices.
我们自己作为我们来献上我们的祭物。
Sacrifices of our time.
来我们献上我们的时间。
Sacrifices of our resources.
献上我们的金钱。
Sacrifices of our agenda in favor of His agenda. And the sacrifice of praise, the writer of Hebrews says. When things are going well, we love to come and praise. How can that be a sacrifice? But when things are not going well, God still wants us to praise, and that's a sacrifice. We'd rather grumble, but God says, offer the sacrifice of praise.
我们自己宁可抱怨，但是神告诉我们说，我们要来到神的面前祷告，作为祭物献给他。
Some of you here today may be going through some tough times, not knowing what's around the car corner. Offer the sacrifice of praise.
我们家中也许有一些正在生活处的难处，不知道明天会发生什么，那我们应该来到神的面前献上我们的祷告的祭物。
Let's take a look at a timeline here.
那我们来看看这个新旧约的时间表。
1430 BC, Moses receives the law.
在主前1430年是摩西收到石板十诫。
Beginning of the Old Covenant, and then Jeremiah shows up and prophesies a new covenant coming.
当摩西写到十诫的时候，是表示旧约的开始。那杰尔玛这个先知所预言的时候是600年，表示他的预言新约会开始。
30 AD, Jesus gathers with his disciples and says, this is the blood of the new covenant.
那当在主后30年的时候，当耶稣基督和他的门徒在十字架的晚餐的时候，他告诉他们那个杯子里葡萄汁就是代表他的新约。
And for 40 years, the church was living under the blood of the new covenant of Jesus, and it still is.
从那以后，我们一直都在耶稣基督所留下的宝血所立的新约里面。
But in 70 AD, all those structures of the Old Testament are gone.
在主后七十年的时候，关于旧约的所有的一些元素被摧毁。
And the thoughts of those in the Roman Empire at that time were probably, God must be really angry at Israel to do this.
那当时一些罗马一些兵丁，他们当时心里所想的。可能说，哎呀，神怎么对以色列这么残酷
？And indeed, as Peter wrote, they, you guys have killed your Messiah.
当时就像彼得在彼得书信所写的，你们是杀死了你的弥赛亚。
But God provided for a remnant.
但是神所我们提供了救赎。
The early church was made up of all of those Jews who had a humble and repentant heart and came to Christ.
当时的最初的教徒都是一部分，都是那些有谦卑的悔改的犹太人的心来到神面前。
The title of this message is Embracing What Is New.
我的题目是拥抱一些新的东西。
I want to tell you that we have a new Redeemer.
我告诉大家，我们有一个新的救赎主。
In your life, who was the old Redeemer?
在我们生命中，什么东西是我们旧的拯救者？
You were.
你自己是自己的拯救。
I can do it myself.
我自己能做所有事情。
I can manage the law. I can do it. Oh, I might fail once in a while, but I'm my Redeemer.
我自己可以施作来遵守所有的规章条例。我也许在这里会触犯一条两条。但是我可以做我自己的救赎。
But Paul says in Ephesians we have redemption through His blood.
但是保罗告诉我们说，我们在这耶稣基督的宝血里面，他成为我们的救赎主。
And I love what Peter says. You are not redeemed with silver and gold and all those old things, but you've been redeemed with precious blood.
我也很喜欢彼得在彼得书信里面所告诉我们说。我们得赎不是靠一些可坏的金和银，而是借着耶稣基督的宝血而得赎。
As of a lamb without blemish and without spot，
就像一个毫无瑕疵的羊羔一样。
Friends， you have a new Redeemer。
在座的各位，你们有一个新的救赎主。
It's no longer you， but it's the Lord Jesus Christ who shed His blood for you。
不再是你自己，而是为我们流宝血的耶稣基督。
You also have a new position.
我们也有一个新的位份。
Paul writes, he's delivered you from the domain of darkness.
保罗写信告诉我们说，我们是神让我们从得出黑暗的权势。
And he's transferred you to the kingdom of his son.
我们是神把我们带到他自己的国度里面。
Paul writes in Colossians 3, he's raised us up with Christ.
他保罗在书信里面告诉我们说，我们同耶稣基督一起复活。
And Ephesians 2:6, He seated us in heavenly places in Christ.
那在以弗所书里告诉我们说，我们是在天上跟耶稣基督同坐。
Your new position is no longer really here on earth, even in a spiritual sense, but it's with Christ in heavenly places.
我们新的位份、新的位置，并不是在这地上，而是我们在天上跟耶稣同坐。
Ah, you also have a new relationship.
我们同样有一个新的关系。
Paul writes in Romans that Jesus has reconciled us to God through His death on the cross.
保罗在罗马书里面告诉我们说，我们借着耶稣基督的死跟神得以和好。
Paul says we were once alienated, separated from God, but now He has reconciled us through Jesus Christ.
我们以前是跟神是分离，跟主是为敌，但是因为耶稣基督的死，我们得以跟神和好。
That's our new relationship.
这是我们跟我们的一个新的关系。
We're reconciled to God.
我们跟神是已经和好了。
We're no longer separated from Him.
我们再没有跟神分离。
We also have a new identity.
我们有一个新的位置，新的身份。
Check this out. To as many as received him, to them he gives the privilege to become a child of God.
我们信的身份就是说我们在座的所有的信主的基督徒都是成为神的
Friend, you and I are God's child if you know Christ.
如果你认识基督的话，你就成为神的儿女。
If you're reconciled to God, you become His child.
当我们和神和好的时候，我们就成为神的儿女。
First John, see how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God, and that's who we are, he says.
在约翰一书那里讲，就是说神的爱是这样如此的伟大，他把我们称作他自己的儿女。
John is really saying.We are called children of God, but it's more than that. You're not only called children of God, you are children of God.
约翰在那里告诉我们说，我们并不仅仅是被称作是神的儿女，我们是神的儿女。
Paul talks about adoption.
保罗也讲到我们被赎。
We become sons and daughters through adoption.
我们因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们被结为神的儿女。
There is nobody that's naturally born into the family of God.
在神的家庭里面，没有一个人是生出来就是神的子。
You are born into the family of God when you become born again.
我们是在神里当我们叫做重生的时候，我们就成为神的家庭里的一员。
You and I also have a new nature.
我们也有新的体系。
If any man or woman is in Christ, you become a new creation. The old is past, the new has come.
就新约告诉我们说，我们如果任何人在相信神、相信基督，我们就是新造的人，旧事已去，一切都是新的了。
You have a new nature.
我们有一个新的体系。
It's the nature that God has put within you.
这个新的体系是神放在我们心里面的。
In my opinion, the old nature that we're born with in Adam is removed when we're given the new nature in Christ.
我认为就是我们以前的老我，当我们出生以后，因为亚当的犯罪的所来得来的老我。
So why are you and I perfect? Why don't we live perfect lives?
我们信主以后就被新的体系所带进，但是我们为什么不能过一个完美的基督徒的生活呢？
I believe it's not because the old nature is still within us. I believe it's the habits of the old nature that we haven't unlearned yet.
我自己因为并不是因为老我还在我里面，而是因为我们一些不好的一些习惯。
You and I have a new nature.We struggle sometimes with the habits of the old, but I want to be able to look at you and say, you are a new person in Christ. And that's who you are.
我们有一个新的体系，尽管我们在生活中也因为老的习惯而有些挣扎，但是我看到你们的时候，我认为你们是一个新造的人。
Wow, we just finished five. I got to tell you, we got five to go.
我们刚才已经讲五个新的方面，但我们还有另外五个新的方面，我还要给他告诉大家。
You have a new title.
我们有一个新的
头衔。
Thank you, Michael. Okay, true or false? Paul writes to the churches.
大家认为是对的还是错的？当保罗写信给基督徒的时候。
To all.Of the dirty, rotten sinners in your church.
给我们教会所有的在罪里面的一些人，一些基督徒。
Of course not. Paul says to all the saints that are in Ephesus or Philippi or Colossae or Thessalonica, to all the saints.
但是保罗并没有这样称呼我们。保罗给我们的头衔是我们是每一个人都是圣徒，不管他写信给。哥罗西、加拉太或者是哥林多这些一些教会，他称所有的基督徒都称为圣徒。
Some would suggest you have to perform a miracle to become a saint.
有的人会说你要行做一个神迹奇事，你才可以被称为圣徒。
But I want to say the miracle has already been done within you.
但是我要告诉大家，在已经有一个神迹在我们每个心里面所成就。
A saint is a holy one.
圣徒是圣洁的。
That's who you are in Christ.
这是我们在基督里面，我们是这样一个圣徒。
Number seven, we have a new allegiance.
我们有一个新的忠实忠诚。
Jesus gave a hard saying.
耶稣给一个一个教导。
I want you to love me above father, mother, brother, sister, or even your best friend. I want you to love me first.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说：“你们要爱我，要甚至你们爱你们的父亲、母亲、你的兄弟姊妹和你的好朋友。”
He wants yours and my supreme love to be directed toward Him.
我们耶稣基督在这里是对我们的要求是对他的最首要的爱。
It doesn't mean you don't love husband, wife, best friends, those kind of things, but He's got to be first.
在这里并不是说我们不应该去爱我们的丈夫先生或者是朋友或者邻舍耶稣告诉我们说我们应该爱神第一是首先要爱神
That's our new allegiance is to him but we also have a new purpose
我们也有新的使命第八点
Paul says don't you know that you are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit who lives within you.
你们是不是应该知道你们自己就是圣殿圣灵在你们心里面住住。
Therefore, glorify God in your body.
那我们应该用我们的身体来荣耀神。
Because God lives in here.
因为神是在我们心里面住着。
In the Old Covenant, they wouldn't think of bringing trash into the temple.
在旧约里面，我们根本不会想到有些人会把一些脏的东西带到圣殿。
So why do we consider bringing trash into our bodies?
那我们怎么可以把一些不洁的东西放在我们自己身体里面呢
？Before Jerusalem fell, the temple area was a horrible place.
在耶路撒冷圣城被毁掉的之前，那个地方已经是一个很可怕的地方。
Zealots were killing the priests.
那些激烈的人，他们会杀死一些祭司。
One of the zealot bands even tore down the curtain and set up their headquarters in the Holy of Holies.
他们甚至把那个圣殿的幔子给它拿开，然后再把他们的总部设在那个至圣所的地方。
The old covenant temple was defiled.
旧约里面的圣殿被遭到玷污。
Let's not defile the new covenant temple.
那我们不能玷污我们的身体作为神的圣殿。
Jesus said, a disciple needs to become like his master.
就是耶稣在告诉我们说，我们要来到神的面前，要像主人一样来到神的面前。
And Paul says, "Be imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ has loved us."
就是我们要作为要效仿神，我们要像神的儿女一样来到神的面前。
Imitate the Lord Jesus Christ and walk in love. That's our purpose.
我们要效仿我们的主耶稣基督，我们要行在爱中。
To glorify Him in our bodies.
这样我们可以用我们的身体来荣耀神。
Almost there. You have a new power.
我们快到结尾了，我们在我们有新的能力。第九点。
You know the verse Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
那我们知道，我们大家都能读的一些经文是《腓立比书》第四章十三节来说，我们靠着神是个力量，我们万事什么事都可行。
And Paul says in 2 Corinthians, so God's power is perfected in my weakness.
就是在哥林多前后书第十二章里，保罗告诉我们，神的大能在我的软弱里面得以体现。
You want to try to live in your strength all the time, then you'll never experience God's power in your life.
如果大家要用凭着自己的能力来生活的话，那我们永远不会经历到神的大能。
Finally, number 10, you we have a new destiny.
我们有一个新的归属。
Repeat it with me.
跟我一块重复。
Those of you that can speak English.
可以讲英文的。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
就是我们在约翰福音三章十六节，大家都可以背的，就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
One of my favorites is in 1 Peter, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我最喜欢的一些经文之一，就是在彼得前书所说的。
Who by his great love for us has caused us to be born again.
就是因为耶稣基督的爱，我们得以重生。
To an incredible hope.
这样我们是多么大的一种希望。
In heaven, which is reserved for us.
在天上神给我们预备地方。
There is no question that heaven is our eternal home.
天国家是我们永远的住所，这一点我们不应该有任何的怀疑。
Remember what Jesus told his disciples, In my Father's house are many dwelling places. I go to prepare a place for you.
记不记得耶稣对他的门徒所讲的，就是耶稣说，在我父亲的家里面有很多的房子为你们所预备的。
Remember when Jesus was 12, he said, when his parents found him, I had to be in my Father's house.
大家记不记得耶稣在12岁的时候，他告诉我在寻找他的人说，我应该在我父的家里面。
When Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple, you're making my Father's house a den of thieves.
他曾经愤怒地在耶路撒冷看见一些做金钱交易的人，他把一些金钱扔在地上说，你们把我父的家作为贼的窝了。
In the Old Covenant, the temple was the Father's house.
在旧约的时候，圣殿是神所在的地方。
In the New Covenant, the Lord is preparing many rooms in the Father's house in heaven.
在新约里面，耶稣基督在为我们在天上预备很多的住处。
Our destiny is to live for Christ here, and when we die, we will live in the Father's house, which is in heaven.
我们的最终的归属是我们在世上生活的时候，我们要为神而活。当我们死去的时候，我们可以在天上跟神在一起。
My dear friends,
我亲爱的朋友们
，As we enter 2020,
当我们进入2020年这一新的一年
，Let's embrace what is new.
我们来拥抱一些新的地方，一些新的东西。
It was new for the disciples.
当时这些新的是对所有的门徒都是新的。
It was new for our brothers and sisters for 2,000 years.
对于我们过去2000年的弟兄姐妹们来讲，也都是新的。
It's the new covenant for our brothers and sisters in China.
这也是为我们在中国的弟兄姐妹，同样是一个新约。
Let's not live in the old, but let's embrace the new.
叫我们，我们不应该继续生活在旧约里面，我们应该生活在新约里面。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you so much for the essence of the new covenant.
主，我们感谢你是你自己是新约的根源。
Thank you that you died on the cross so we could live by grace through faith.
主，我们谢谢你因为你在十字架上受死的缘故，我们可以凭着恩典来相信你。
Help us to embrace this year all the new things that you have for us.
让我们来一起迎接拥抱你给我们所预备一切新的东西。
Help us to live expectantly, knowing that you are going to work in and through our lives.
让我们也期待你会在我们身上做工，使用我们。
Help us to accomplish great things for your name this year.
让我们借着你的名，在你的名里面成就大事。
Lord, I want to pray for the young people that you'd bless them in their high school and in their college, that you'd bless them and give them direction.
主要我也为在座的一些青年，或者在大学，在上初高中或大学的一些年轻人，让主你自己来看顾他们。
Father, we commit this year to you in Jesus' name.
主要我们把新的一年放在你的面前，我们求你赐福。奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
阿门。
准备我们的心来忍受圣餐，那我们一起来读这彼得前书一章第21-25。We're going to read First Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 25. 让我们一起来读。我们蒙召
他们受为奴，因基督为我们受苦，给你们留下榜样，叫我们跟随他的脚步行。他把命令犯罪，口里没有过他的法。他把律法传统受害受律所的话，虽然自己要从他的公义之上来看人，他把律法传统受害是因为
Thank you. 真不能过去，老师不能说，西晋王四十岁，今天我来到祝你的殿中，求祝你的名誉，指导我们怎么洗刷我们的心思意念，让我们所信的在主的光中。我们将祈求祷告归奉我主耶稣基督宝圣名求。
亲爱的天父，亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你。
在2000多年以前，我们所谓的救赎，我们实在是感谢恩典。我们不是靠着我们个人的行为，而是靠着单纯的信心来到你面前。这里恩典我们能够得以兴盛，我们实在是需要我们在新的一年里面，可以活出主的样式，能够用我们的身体当活祭，来我们一切生活都不要说主你的侍奉，我们把一切荣耀都归给你，这样祈祷奉耶稣基督的圣名求，阿门。
And we observe this until the day he comes. 这杯里面的葡萄汁是主耶稣所立的新约。我们也有新的身份，我们也有新的能力会胜过死亡，我们也有新的归宿，永远的家乡是他为我们预备的。有一天他还要再回来，让我们用感恩的心我们来领受。 May we have a thanksgiving heart to bring this cup. 我们一起来。
Yes, we're going to pass the offering bag. Next, I'll give you a few verses from the Corinthians letter. So I'm going to read a few verses from 2 Corinthians.少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要做难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。因为办这供给的事，不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢神。他们从这供给的事上得到了凭据，知道你们承认基督，顺服他的福音，多多的捐钱给他们和众人，便将荣耀归于神。丰富的主，万物都从你而来，我们把从你而来的献给你，尽我们的心思力量奉献金钱，愿你看顾教会用于各样事工及福音宣传， 使之用得合宜，尊耀你的圣名，让众人得着益处，复兴教会。我们也愿奉献时间、恩赐、才干及生命，使教会丰盈富足，各按其职成全圣徒。愿你赐福凡如此奉献之人，使他们家中有粮，服事有力。我们如此祷告，是奉我主耶稣基督的名，阿门。首先，让我们来欢迎一下新朋友。Let's welcome our new friends. 我这有三张这个条哈。第一位呢是卢楚南先生，可以不请您站起来介绍自己哈？您好。
大家好，我叫卢楚南，然后我来自湖北武汉，今年是来美国的第八年，然后今天我是和我妈一起来。谢谢，
欢迎您。第二位是沈月女士，请。
大家好，我叫沈月，我来自中国上海，我来美国两年半，今天是第一次过来。
欢迎。还有第三位哈，我不知道我是不是念的对啊，是胡胜伦。
大家好，我是胡胜伦，我是在主观教会崇拜，今天是来这边跟大家一起聚会。
那么还有没有第一次到我们教会来的新朋友？ Do we have anybody come from our church the first time? 好，没有，那欢迎大家。下面我向大家报告一下，教会的春节晚会呢会定在2月15日的晚上5点半呢是聚餐，然后呢是7点半开始那个联欢会，欢迎大家邀请亲朋好友参加。晚会的负责人呢是孟杰姐妹。Our Chinese New Year celebration.Will be on February the 15th. The potluck starts at 5 p.m., at 5:30 p.m., and the celebration starts at 7. Please invite your friends, your family, come to our gathering and celebrate. And if you have, want to have a performance, you can go to Sister Meng Jie.下一个主日就是1月12日崇拜后呢，就开始这个我们要开会员咨询会，讨论教会2020年的预算执事会、长老续任等议题。然后呢，在教会的1月26日的会员大会上呢，将表决，请会员预留时间参加。Our member consultation meeting will be held on next Sunday after the service, and our member meeting will be on January 26th. Please come. 从今天开始呢，我们就像我们也知道，我们增加一个念主导文，然后呢，还有呢奉献的形式，我们用传送奉献带的方式。And starting from this service, we have added the reading of the Lord's Prayer, and also we could have the offering bag instead of using the offering box. 好，这就是今天的报告的内容。好，我们请大家起立，我们一起来唱三一颂。
his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. 愿耶和华赐福你，保护你。愿耶和华的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华使他脸想你，使你得平安。是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。请坐，默祷之后散会。也欢迎每位都可以留下点心在交易厅。